Here's a tweet sent yesterday by @CJTheDay. 75 minutes from Melrose to BU while listening to WBUR's Driving Us Crazy traffic report. I'm a case study in futility, unquote. Driving Us Crazy is our week-long Bostonomics series on Boston's traffic problems. Well, here's another case study. The Seaport, where traffic congestion and business innovation are coming face-to-face. It's also where we met Jim Rooney, CEO of the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce, during a busy afternoon commute.
I see a good problem to have. The alternative would be far worse if the Seaport had not developed the way that we had projected 20 years ago. I can remember when this was open fields and undeveloped, and we're experiencing a boom down here. So there is indeed traffic, and we need to think about the solutions to that. But what I'm seeing is commerce and business activity and the resulting effects of that.
So if this district continues to grow at the current clip, what do you imagine this street is going to look like a few years from now in terms of traffic congestion?
Oh, this will be bad. There's no way around it. When you think of the numbers, the projections are for thousands of more employees, thousands of more visitors and tourists down to this district, thousands of more people just coming and going to do business down here. They're not working here, they're doing business down here. So as the build-out continues, we're going to see more and more traffic. So we have to come up with solutions, and they have to be comprehensive in terms of transit, roadway, and other forms of mobility. If we cannot accommodate that growth via transportation, particularly public transit, then people are going to make decisions not to be there. People are going to turn away if we don't solve this in the long term.
You have also said public transit and transportation is the single most important physical tool in any economic development strategy. Why?
Well, because you're moving multiples of people at the same time. So when you think about the numbers of people that fit on a bus or a train and the numbers of automobiles that takes off the road, it's a shared economy type of intervention long before that term was fashionable. And in order to accommodate the growth we're talking about, that solution has to be part of it. As we're standing here, it's easy to see that you can't fit any more cars on the road. You can't widen these streets, and even if you did, they would fill up again. So solutions that encourage people in a way that is attractive to take public transportation is the key to a strategy.
So what happens if the city and state don't act, if they don't work to solve the issues that are only going to get worse?
Well, short term, because the assets that attract companies to Boston and keep them here are very powerful. The knowledge economy, the talent, the innovation ecosystem, those are very powerful. Long term, there's no guarantees. If it is too crippling, too stifling, other cities begin to catch up in terms of talent and attractiveness in other areas, this could be a negative factor. And, you know, we're not attempting to sound any immediate crisis alarm bells. What we're suggesting is that there needs to be a long-term strategy.
So then are you optimistic or neutral and not so sure that in the long run we'll be able to fix traffic transit issues in Boston that might well affect our ability to be prosperous in the future?
So I've lived here my whole life, and I've watched us time and time again embrace the bold challenges that we face in order to continue Boston's growth as a city playing on an international competitive landscape. And I'm absolutely confident. In fact, I know we'll fix it. It may take some bruises along the way, but I'm absolutely confident that the desire and the knowledge and the capacity to do it is there.
Jim Rooney, thanks a lot. Thanks for meeting us down here in the Seaport District, the booming Seaport District. Appreciate the conversation.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
The Driving Us Crazy series is part of WBUR's new reporting initiative, Bostonomics, looking at the intersection of brains and business. For more stories from our series, go to our website, WBUR.org. And on Radio Boston this afternoon at 3 p.m., a look at how part of the solution to the Seaport's traffic problem may be on the water.